Well, you know, there is actually a bit of an indication in Scripture. Notice how I said it starts. Basically, Revelation 5:11, "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels." So it starts there, many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircle the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And then it goes on from there, right? So basically, we're just seeing a start of a number here. You know, thousands upon thousands, 10,000 times 10,000. I mean, like, that's a huge number. But yet, you notice as well, that's not necessarily it. There is no complete account as to exactly how many angels there really are in Scripture. We just get this hint, you know, thousands upon thousands, 10,000 times 10,000. You know, that's just a hint. All we know is that a third of the complete number of angels in heaven decided to follow Lucifer, Satan, and fell. You know, a third of the angels. You know, it's mind-boggling to think that they had complete, full knowledge. Yeah. And yet still we're like, yeah, you know what? I think this guy's got it better than God.
And a third. That is nothing to, like, a third. That's a lot.
Yeah. Like, if you put it this way, if you can imagine a third of the earth all of a sudden gone, that's a huge amount of people gone. Right? So, same thing in heaven. You know, a third of the entire angelic host decided, yeah, you know what? God's not really pulling his weight, so we're going to try and do it better.
Wow.
And yet they had full knowledge. Like,
yeah, that's the crazy part right there.
Yeah.
But, definitely probably regretting the decision right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, they know the end of the book as well, because I'm sure they've read it. And, yeah.
It doesn't bode well for them.
No.
Here we go.